this is partial to how the report of the Swedish owner. The token in the Swedish owner is very, very high and running, but of course they can use for these days. Touch in a little bit on the Shivas Ayamim and the Shivas Ayamim. In Sviris the Aymer, we count 50 days. Zogd Rakech in one place. Rakech was a Rishon who was from the Talmidim of the Kubalim. He says in Yonim that Akarit, the Svarim Agdashim, he says that the end of Purim was the Indian of hanging Haman on the 8th of Hamishimah. He says, with Sefer Hamishim Yoim, the Koyach of Sviris Ha'aymer is that it's going to hang Amalek on the 8th of Hamishim Amal, and it's going to end the Golis and bring the Gula. And you could fatif it a little bit more, that the Nekudah Shabbat is that Megillah is the Gemar of Torah Shebiksav, the Yom Tovim of Torah Shebiksav. We're in the Golis of Amalek now. As the Chag, which is Meram, is on the Gula, is the Chag of Purim. And Memela, in the Inyanim of Megillah, is the Remez Gadol for us. As that's the Inyanim of Sfiris Ha'aymer, is that what gives us the Kayach to make the Gula HaSiva? That's what the Rekech says, very powerful. In the Moshe of Skenim, he says that the Korban Aymer is called Rashis. Klal Yisrael is called Rashis, and Amalek is called Rashis. When Klal Yisrael gives the Rashis Lashem, that gives them the koyach to destroy the rashis of the other side of the world, of the koyches hara. As when we use the rashis karai and we bring the oimer, or we sefer the oimer, as that gives us the koyach to koveya what is the rashis, the real rashis in the world, and destroy the other rashis of the world. That's another remez that the avoid of Sviris Ha'aymer is the koyach to be mistamer on Amalek. But the question is like, if the Sviris Ha'aymer, what shaykhus does it have? What kesher does it have? How is it bringing the gula? What's the shaykhus? What's the avoid of Sayyong? The frat, we're holding so many days into Sviris Ha'aymer. How many of us have changed? What have we changed? As we want to try together to focus in on what we could do with Sviris Ha'aymer, how to use the time properly, now the MS we can make a huge change and bring us up to a whole different level. As let's go slowly and build in Yanim. What is Sviris Ha'aymer? Because when you learn the parsha, it's very clear. The parsha starts off, you bring a carbon aimer of Sirim on a day after Pesach. What is it called in the Torah? It's called Mimachras HaShavah. And the Gemara Menachos very famously says this was the big mistake of the Sadukim, that they said you have to bring it the day after Shabbos. And this was a fight that went on between the Sadukim and Karnisol. They had to bring Raya's back and forth. What's Machras HaShabbos? Ritzarech Bir Ve'emes. Why did the Torah write Machras HaShabbos? And Machras HaShabbos means Pesach, and have the Sadukim make a mistake, and have a big fight with Dairi Dairis and Klal Yisrael. We could have wrote Mimachras HaPesach, and everything would have been void. Why is it called Mimachras HaShabbos? Why is it called Mimachras HaPesach? The Torah two times refers to it as Machras HaShabbos. Number one, the Korban Omer has brought Mimachras HaShabbos. Sviris HaOmer is Mimachras HaShabbos. Twice we have this Adgasha, Mimachris and Shabbos. What is it coming to teach us? It's obviously coming to teach us something very powerful. Oh, as I heard from Moshe Shapiro, then he said over from the Yisfarim HaKadoshim, that it's coming to teach us what is the Avodah of Sviras HaOmer. Sviras HaOmer is the continuation of Pesach. Pesach, we were Mitzchadish. We went out of Mitzrayim. It was the beautiful time that we made a Mapecha. We went from being Avodim to being Klal Yisrael. We went from being Mishpalim to Zeicha to Gula. Sviras HaOmer is the Hemshech of the Avodah of Pesach. It's the Hemshech of Zman that we can make a Mapecha. We could change ourselves. We could grow. That's why Sviras HaOmer and the Korban HaOmer is Mimachris HaShabbos. Why does it say Shabbos? Because it's coming to teach you how do you make the change. How do you make the Mapecha? How does a person change himself? How does a person grow? What's the Lashon of Shabbos? What do we do on Shabbos? What are we supposed to do on Shabbos? Yeah, it's very hard. You have to describe it now. Nowadays, Bizman Hazer wants Shabbos, a nice bottle of whiskey, Ami magazine, a lot of one of those things that they crack. Oh, garinim. Oh, sunflower seeds, a lot of care. What's Shabbos? Vacation, menucha. Bachem sleep on Shabbos afternoon now, a good 6 hours. We get a good shlof. What is Shabbos? Menucha. What is real Shabbos? What is Shabbos meant to be for real? Shabbos is meant to be a time that was Shabbos from Melocha, from Avodas HaChol, and we makadish ourselves Lashem. That's the Inyan of Shabbos. Sviras HaOmer is Mimachras HaShabbos. It's trying to remind us, it's trying to teach us about life, what life is, to remind us that we have a purpose in life. We're supposed to be makadish ourselves to Hashem. We're supposed to remove ourselves from the physical work. We're supposed to be makadish. We're supposed to be learning Torah, working on our midas, growing as people. That's the Indian of Sviras HaOmer. Zotar Rizal, Omer Begematria Yesh. What's Yesh? Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litin L'Tzadikim Shai Olamos. L'Osir Lavoi, your sky is going to be 310 worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to you. It's the last Mishnah in Mishnayis. Oh. What does that mean? Hashem is going to give me 310 worlds. First of all, it means you're going to have a lot of real estate. You're going to be successful in your real estate. What does it mean, 310 worlds? What it means is, take every hana there is in the world, that every person ever had in the world, put it all together, and you're getting much, much more. 310 times. In the littlest, simplest form. What's asid, what's mu'ud, miyud, for kol echad ve'echad, is makadish and merayman himself. As that's what Sviras HaOmer is coming to do. We're counting down. What are we counting down? We're counting down the days until we're winning the lottery. We're counting on the days till we're going to become millionaires. You ever had someone that knew he's going to win the lottery and he's counting down the days? Yeah. And the government's not taking off 3/4 of it for taxes. You're going to win the lottery, take it home. As Sviras HaOmer is coming to remind you, Mimachras HaShabbos, the biggest Messiah in the world is, there is so much out there that's pulling us in a different direction. There's one time a year where Yidden are supposed to be mizbainin in what they're here for, what they came for. To use their time well. To use the time to be shavas l'Hashem. to give the carbon reishis l'Hashem. Why are we given? Why does it start off with the carbon reishis? Zok the Rambam, a gevaldige nekuda in Meir Nevuchim. Meir Nevuchim was he wrote to people who are confused. He wrote it in his days, and it really applies to nowadays too. He writes something very powerful. He writes, the avoida is for a person to be a person, and he writes a very sharp lashon, not an animal, b'tzura u'b'tmunas b'nei adam. There are certain people that are walking around, they're a b'china of a behema. They're not a person. Zog der Rambam, what defines who's the person and who's an animal? Yishlodin, yishlestapik, habi yishlepalpel, internet. Yishlepalpel, what would be madder? Who's the other? Zog der Rambam, the most interesting thing. He says someone whose entire life is dedicated to Sorechei Gashmias. His chief in life is, I want to have a lot of money, a lot of food, a lot of nice clothing, do a lot of vacations. He says, he's only Isaac Behanos HaGuf. He's like a behema. Ein chilek beinehu le behema. Someone who's koyes, who's misgoyer. Behemoths have cost. Behemoths have gaiva too. They each try to show off they're better than the other one. Like you have people that are one-upping themselves. If you ever drive on the highway and cut off someone by mistake who's like a little bit, he's all of a sudden starts going around you, and he has to show you, I have right away. You don't want it to happen to you. But you know what I mean. Yeah. There are those people, they always have to show they're one-upping, they're one right. Some people, it's not only on the road. They always have to put everyone down when they ask a question. You, such a stupid question. Sometimes he's your chavrusa that says it. Yeah. You ask a question, he tries to answer it, and you like, do you have a brain in your head? Did you learn the sugya maybe? One-upping? That's behemoth. There's the Derech HaChaim, which is Vehemiyas, and there's the Derech, which is Zok the Rambam. You're looking to be Miskaddish. You're looking to be Misraimit. You're filling your life with Torah, Avodas Hashem. You're putting away for the future. You're acting in a higher level. You're not doing something that behemoths do too. As that's the Avodas HaChaim. That's the Moira Nevuchim. Zot the Alshich, that Sviris Ha'omer is we makriv a korban Sa'irim, which is Michael Behema, and on Shavuos we bring a Mincha Chadasha, which is made from Chitim, which is Michael Adam. L'lamedcha, the avoida of Sviris Ha'omer, is every person has two parts in. He has his behemiastic part, the part that pulls him to Yanei Gashmias. And he has his Adama Le'elyandik apart, his more Ruchniyastik apart, his Nishamadik apart. Sviris Ha'omer is to remind us, we can make a change. We can be Mishapich. We could be Misroimim. That's the Avoida of Yitzias Mitzrayim that continues, that goes through Sviris Ha'omer. And the pinnacle, the highest point, is Matan Torah. Because what is the one thing that gives a person value, that is Makadish and Meroimim a person? Torah HaKadosha. Every word of Torah that is absorbed into a human being is Makadish, is Meroimim. And that's why the Yetzer Hara tries so much to make Bachrim feel they don't get from Torah. They don't connect to Torah. It's not Gishmak the Torah. Because he knows every word of Torah that goes in destroys him totally. Takes him apart to pieces. Rules the Chalokim in the Adam that are pulling the person down. Not letting him to grow. Every second of Lima that we have is changing you and being Mahapich you. That's why the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to come to Seder at 9:30. He wants you to come at 10:15. He got 45 minutes without Torah. You don't know what he gained. And trust me, if you knew what he gained, you would be there at 9:30. But he's smarter than you. He knows what he's fighting. That's why he gets you to schmooze in the middle. That's why he gets you not to learn on Fridays, not to learn on Thursday nights, take off every vacation you want. Because he knows what Torah does to a person. He knows how Torah affects a person. We don't know. Abba Chaval, that we should stay with the ignorance of not realizing it. That's what Sfiris HaOmer is reminding us. We're counting to Matan Torah. We're counting down to what Torah does for us, what Torah can do for us, what Torah can help a person come to. That's the Mapecha. And it's not a Torah of 1 second. You're Sefer the Omer, day after day after day, to teach us every day is important in life. Every day makes a difference. Every day you learn Torah, you're a different person. As we're Sefer every day, to show you every day of life makes a difference. Friday is a day. Shabbos is a day. Thursday night is a day. Every day counts. As that's the mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer, to remind ourselves, the time we have in the world is the most precious present Hashem gave to you. Use it properly. Use it with meaning. Lift yourself up. Don't let the behemiah Sheba Adam pull you down. Use it with value. As that's the mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer. It's enabling us in the galus we're in now. We either went back to Mitzrayim. How are we able to lift ourselves up? How are we able to hang Haman on the 8th Eidapah? That's the Yomim of Sfiris HaOmer on the Yulid. Day by day by day. But there's a very interesting idea in Sfiris HaOmer. Scheinberg used to say this. You count days and you count weeks. Right? Everyone counts Sfiris HaOmer. You count days, you count weeks. Zakir Scheinberg, Baruch Hashem, you didn't have good mathematic heads. You could figure out that 1 week is 7 days. Why do you have to count both? What's the chshivas of counting both? Zakir Scheinberg is coming to teach you a klal in life. If Sfiris HaOmer is coming to teach you time is important, it's coming to teach you this two chshivas of time in your life. There's one chshivas of time of every day counts. When you come into the day, come in with a fresh guy. I'm going to make this day count. And then there's another chshivas of a tkuf of time, of a week. When a person has a goal and he works on it for a long period of time, he could accomplish much, much more. There's something called the goal of the day. I'm going to learn. I'm going to come to Seder. I'm going to come to Seder early. On time, I'm going to learn the whole time. And there's something called the goal of the week. Or maybe to Yeshiva Bacher, the goal of the month, the goal of this month, the goal of this tkufa, my Bacherishi years, what do I want out of myself? Some Bacherim, what's the goal? That I should make it through Eretz Yisrael in one piece, especially in the mirror. Yeah. Oh, that's my goal. I shouldn't go down to Eretz Yisrael. Some Bacherim tell me, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I started in America. My goal in Eretz Yisrael is I don't want to go down. It's a big goal for me. Chaval, chaval. There's so much to study. There's so much to grow. The Torah, the Chochmah, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's so much. The people around us. There's so much going on. There's so much to grow. There's so much to study. There's so much to absorb. In the Koyfli based Medrash itself. I say of this story from the Yisrael B'Sherish Favoida. They made a new shul in his neighborhood and he went to daven in the old shul. As his wife asked him, why don't you daven in the new shul? It's much more nicer. Like everyone, there's the new base medrash we want to go to, the new shul we want to go to. He said, when you cook for the chalin for Shabbos, he says, you use an old, old pot. I want to buy you a new pot. Will you like that? He said, a new pot? that the old pot has loads of good tamim cooked in it. When you cook with it, as it all absorbs it. It's nice and tam l'shvach. As I want to use the old pot because all the chalims cook in there. He says this old shul had hundreds of tefillos, hundreds of limud haTorah that cooked in it. When I go into this shul, all of it comes into me, and it's mekadosh me from the end of me. When you come into yeshiva, you come into yeshiva. The kedushas haTorah of the yeshiva is in the avir, the kedusha of the Rosh Yeshivas, the kedusha of the Magidei Shurim is in the avir. The kedusha of the Torah penetrates into you. A person doesn't realize how much he's misraimim and misaleh from being in the base medrash, from living in the base medrash. Kimuvan, like if he's sitting in the base medrash and he's answering his phone every 3 seconds, or nowadays he's taking it out to text every 2 seconds. Yeah, he's not really in the base medrash so much. Yeah. But if he shushels to me, he's talking, he's schmoozing, he's not absorbing the avir, just the avir, the kedusha, the reimamus. With someone that went to Adam Gadol, he asked, which yeshiva should we go to? This was many years ago. He said, you should go to the Mir. Why? He says, there's something about the ruach, the avir, the Mir, that produces godless. He doesn't know what the idea is, but there's something there that you see. That via the ruach is very burning. You come out with a lot of shteigen. You can move on if you sushtel to the ruach. Of its truth, a lot of yeshivas, not only the mayor, I'm not selling the mayor now, I'm selling yeshivas. Yeah. The kedusha of the yeshiva, the kedusha of the shalom, the tishaya, the merkazi, that's that. Get to that via the ruach of yeshiva. That's the point. Don't get caught up in the technicalities. Whatever yeshiva you're in, wherever you are, you're absorbing that via of all the Torah, all the shiurim. It goes into you. Okay. That's the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'aymer. The mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'aymer is a very strong reminder. Mimachras HaShabbos. It's a time that we have that's very mesugal to keep, to make the changes of Pesach. To be makadish the Rishis Lashem. Zakr B'Arim, in Mishnah B'Arim. This is a vort in Lakewood here, HaKodesh. The one thing that takes people away from Torah the most is Gashmias. Big houses. Shifas Vashiras. Torah G'dula V'Makom Echad. That's what takes people the most away from Ruchnias. As therefore the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'aymer is Vidavka. Be soifer after you made the Gashmias, after you made the Tfuah, and you made the field, and you worked very hard, and you feel very magushim because your hard work, you're reaping the benefits, you're raking in the money. Then you take the Karbin Ha'aymer and your Makir Bet Hashem. After all the Gdula, you remember that it's Torah. Torah is really Aleph. And the Gdula is just a Hechatinska for the Torah. It's not Torah u'Gdula. It's we need to be able to have Torah as we need Parnasa for Torah. The mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'aymer is reminding us. That's the Indian of Oymer Lashem, the Rishis. It's after this man of Pesach, when we went out of Mitzrayim, which wasn't just the physical Mitzrayim, it was the Golus of Mitzrayim, the Toichen of Mitzrayim, the culture of Mitzrayim. Sfiras Ha'aymer is this man HaMisugo that we can make Matichas. We come to a yeshiva. We could absorb the ruches of the yeshiva, the Kedushas HaTorah of seeing hundreds of Avrechim coming in, eating little crackers. You see those crackers they give for breakfast? Those little crackers. It's kedai to walk in once for breakfast in the mirror. You see Avrechim going, 5 little crackers, and a coffee, And they're not buying the coffee in the bakery. They're taking the coffee from the mayor, and they go up to say they're after such a breakfast. And this is breakfast every day for 10, 15 years. They're not eating cinnamon buns from Evergreen. The Poshit, those crackers that are you take a look at them. Yeah. Okay, so some of them eat 10. Okay. Oh, but that's breakfast. And they come, and they learn. They're there. I hate to say it, you look at a lot of these Pasi Midrashim, the younger light are there earlier in the Bahram. And they're the ones who are losing sleep in the middle of the night because their babies are crying. They have every excuse in the world not to be there. Yeah. And they're running, they're hopping their five crackers, and they're in the base medrash learning. Like, an American Bachar would look at them and say, like, what's their issue? Get a life, guys. What are you doing? And the real shaila is what is our issue? When are we going to get a life? When are we going to realize what life is really about? That's what Sfiras HaHaimer is. It's being taking the Gashmias and bringing it to Hashem. But very important, this is not going to go in from a Musa Shmus. It's not enough. You know when it's going to go into you? When for 49 days you live it. When you start living it. When you start coming earlier to Seder. You start working harder in Seder. Then the Yesod is going to be absorbed in you. It's going to change you. A Musa Shmuz doesn't change you. It educates you. It inspires you. But it's not enough to change you. Sfiras HaOmer is, you can't just say, wow, we went out of the trying. Wow, we saw Nisim. We're changed. No, it doesn't work that way. You need day after day of avodah for that change to really go deeply inside and to really happen. As that's the avodah, the remez of Sfiras HaOmer is a very deep message. You want to change, you want to grow. It's not just enough to hear how wonderful it is to change. How important it is to change. You got to work to make the change happen. And work is day in, day out, to start living life a certain way, absorbing certain kedushas in your life, being shavuos from the other stuff, and really investing in making the future. And you'll see, you'll build yourself up in such a beautiful way. And you'll be zeicha to the oimer, the yesh, the shy oilamus of this world, of everything in this world, plus so much more. As that's what the mitzvah spheres, the oimer is coming to be miramiz us, to build ourselves, to remember how to use our time well, day in, day out, and to have shifus ba'ayfin klali. I want to finish the Masechta. I want to finish Shas. I want to know Mishnah Gruya. I want to know Shisa Sidre Mishnah. Shifus ba'ayfin klali, not only day by day, but Shifus Ruchnias. I want to be an Anna. I want to have good Midas. Shifus ba'ayfin klali, enhanced. That's what Sfiras HaOmer is trying to remind us, to pave the way in life that we should be zeicher to our yesh. We should take the hamin shebeteichenu and hang him on the eights of Hamishim Amo of Sfiras HaOmer. We should go from the Michael Behema to the Michael Adam to reach that down on the Elyon that every one of us could be zeicher to. That's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's a very meaningful mitzvah that if used well, it's a tremendous time to build yourself, to grow as a human being, to strive, to vox, to teach you how to grow in life. Hashem Yaza. There are nun sharei kedusha. You gotta step in and go to get there. It doesn't happen on your own. The Beis Medrash is Sharei Kedusha. You gotta step in. You gotta absorb it. You gotta take it into your amach, your shasah. When you learn, sing the words, absorb the words into you. Say the words, dig in the words, understand the words, remember the words. You're absorbing Kedusha inside of you. You're changing, you're building your future. Hashem Yazal, that this should be the Sphere of Aimer that will bring to the Korban Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash B'Kar. We should finally bring the Gula, the Toif and Chati, and the Aif and Chlali. We should be Zeicha all together to see the nation, the Lamis HaMusadim, the Kol Echad, and work hard.